Dear Father, you cleanse us with your forgiveness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, who cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So here we have the scene of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. This act is putting into a tangible symbolism the significance of cleansing us from sin. To understand this, we must understand that Jesus is God incarnate. God's intention is to purify our souls through Jesus, reconciling us so that we are reunited into the love and grace of God, and so much more. This shows us that our salvation is not earned, or Jesus would have asked Peter to wash all of him and then said, good job, mate, you're saved now. Doesn't make sense, does it? Jesus washes us not only from the stain of sin, but in doing so delivers us from the curse of spiritual death as well. The disciples do not entirely get what Jesus is doing, and only after his resurrection, when he visits them, does the penny drop. John expresses metaphorically in 1 John and in Revelations that we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from sin. So let's break down John 13, verse 10. This verse follows Jesus saying to Peter, unless I wash you, you shall have no part with me. And Peter saying, well, Jesus, wash my hands and head as well. Jesus says a few significant points after that. He says, whoever has already bathed, meaning those who have come into repentance, believing in Jesus Christ. And then he says, needs only to wash his feet. This signifies that God has already done the cleansing of our souls. We need only to give God the daily dregs of life that would beset us, the things that would tempt us, like to be resentful or dishonesty. We enter a daily discipline of giving these things over to God, not in a way of self-flagellation, but in knowing God's grace over us. In this, we are abiding in his cleansing grace. It is why on Sunday services we say the confession and acknowledge God's assurance of forgiveness. And in our Lord's Prayer we say, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, and save us from the time of trial. And Jesus says, and he will be completely clean. You may ask, well, why all this effort to clean us? The answer is like this. Sin is like dirt smeared on glass that the light is trying to shine through. God's desire is for us to see him clearly, but the dirt needs to be washed off. Only God has the ability to clean off what we have no hope of doing. Only God, or we can see it this way. God is the absolute in purity, so pure that nothing dirty can mix with it, like water repelling oil. Only sin in our lives is like used sump oil. Through the cross, we are cleansed completely. Jesus' blood, in the spiritual sense, is like the bestest ever stain remover. Have you ever seen those ads, you know, and this will remove anything? And you hope it does, but half the time you buy the stuff and it doesn't. It actually shows a good metaphor. We try and cleanse ourselves and be righteous, and we fail so dismally before God. So The meaning that our justification for salvation is through faith in Jesus, His act alone. God sees through Jesus on the cross and accepts us as His holy, sanctified and purified people. Then Jesus says to Peter, "And you are clean." This, my friends, is our spiritual state. To know we are cleansed through our faith in Christ. In this, God is saying that you are worthy. Worthy before God. Knowing we are worthy before God is the best mental health help we can ever have. Therefore, we have unity with God, despite our frail humanity and our imperfections. The condemnation of sin doesn't stick anymore. We have this assurance that God's grace covers us, not excuses us, but continually transforms us into the likeness of Christ and His purity if we abide in His ways. Then Jesus says, "Though not all of you." This is the saddest line in this verse, and it serves as a warning to us as well. Judas had always held back, believing not in Jesus, but in what he believed he thought Jesus was, which had nothing to do with who Jesus is or what he had come to do. His trust was in a political agenda, and he was blinded by this, even though Jesus was tangibly with him. That's phenomenal. Fancy walking with Jesus and yet still believing that somehow, against everything Jesus was teaching, he thought he could control what was happening. Therefore, he did not see the relevance for the need for repentance or salvation or our purification through Jesus so that we could be restored in relationship with God. That wasn't important to Judas. And then we come to verse 14. And we are called to wash one another's feet. Now, if that were literal, there'd be a lot of soap and towels lying about. Just think about that. You know, if we're meant to wash one another's feet, do we carry a little towel and a little bucket of water on our hip or something like that? So Jesus is talking, isn't he, about something that is a spiritual significance. Because what this was really talking about is forgiveness. Why? Because everything about God's interaction with our lives and His intervention through each of us and for each other can only happen if we live in the attribute of forgiveness. This is the greatest service we can offer anyone, because it releases them into healing and releases us into healing as well. Forgiveness is the cleaning agent that God gives us, and we are told by Jesus to give this blessing to others. We come now to the washing of feet, and we do this not because it's a nice thing to do, but because we wish to identify ourselves with Jesus, honouring Him with humility that He has cleansed us with forgiveness and reunited us into the love of the Father. We recognize that though undeserving, we are washed through His sacrifice, made whole in Him, so that we can live as He designed us to live. With the power of Christ, His Holy Spirit within us, making us a light to the world. This is why we come forward and have our feet washed in thankfulness and in joy for what He has done for us. And if you do not know the love of God and would like to come into this awesome compassion God has for you, come and have your feet washed as well. Let it be an act of prayer and repentance and faith that Jesus loves you and cleanses you, washing you with his forgiveness and embracing you in God's amazing grace and making you his. Amen.